This is St. Louis Public Radio. As you drive north on I-70, headed to Lambert International Airport, you might not realize you're traveling over land that once held the graves of several thousand Black St. Louisans. Yet a local photographer took note and began documenting the region's mistreatment of the cemetery where those bodies were buried. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold has the story.
Kevin Bailey stands near his father's grave, looking out across Washington Park Cemetery. Nearby, cars whiz past on I-70, while planes fly overhead, landing or taking off from the airport. He feels deeply about the place where he often came to remember his dad.
Any big event, especially when the weather permitted, whether it was graduation, Easter, Father's Day, or whatever, we always ended up out at Washington Park. So for 38, 39 years, anytime I thought about dad or had any reference of a father in my life or whatever, it's always been tied to Washington Park Cemetery.
For years, the cemetery was ignored, disregarded, and destroyed in the name of progress. Compelled by personal history, Bailey bought the neglected cemetery from the Berkeley municipality in 2009 to care for it.
It was where I stood and looked around this park and was like, something has to be done.
A new art exhibit at the Sheldon in Grand Center focuses on that neglect and other injustices committed against the cemetery.
The erasure of the community for whom this was an important place has been so glossed over.
Even before Bailey bought the cemetery, photographer Jennifer Colton was documenting the site. She's been photographing there since the 1990s. At the time, acres of bodies were being disinterred and relocated for the airport's expansion and Metrolink construction. She's photographed the cemetery's graves and landscape, hoping to capture a story she learned wasn't that unusual in the United States.
You know, I think that the story of this cemetery is connected to like stories, similar stories all throughout the country. There are instances of African-American cemeteries that have been totally ignored, disregarded, and that those stories are really representative of larger issues, you know, larger issues of racism that is just deeply embedded.
For Colton, it's important to note, just as there's racial inequality in life, there's racial inequality in death. And the airport expansion wasn't the first time the cemetery was threatened. In the 1950s, the highway paved over a large swath of cemetery land. Even the initial plans to create the cemetery were opposed by white neighbors. Colton says by photographing the current state of the cemetery, she's hoping to shine a light on its past.
It's really essential that the kinds of things that, you know, happen in seemingly small areas, in small communities, are really important telling stories to much larger problems that we face in our country.
Her exhibit, Higher Ground, Honoring Washington Park Cemetery, Its People and Place, combines images from the last two decades and will be displayed alongside videos by local filmmaker Denise Ward Brown and sculptures by artist Dale Chambers. Colton hopes viewers walk away with a renewed sense of respect and the urge to connect the region's past with today's social issues. For her, the work is about one main thing.
The resiliency of people to really endure in spite of a lot of turmoil and injustice.
I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.